Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Welcome to the broadcast. We've made it 41 days. Can you guys believe it? 41 days. That's a long time. 41 days. We are almost at the halfway mark. Julia, I'm doing good. Thanks for asking, for all you in the chat asking. We're almost at the halfway mark of our Bible in 90 days. We're live every single day if you're new at 2 p.m. reading the Bible. It's 2 p.m. Pacific time. You don't have to go back on day one and catch up, although you can. It's like 40 hours or something, 35 hours probably. But you can jump in now and we'll get through this. We're in Psalms chapter 25. I think we're going to 45 today. So yes, day 41. Here we go. Make sure you guys like, make sure you guys share. Helps the algorithm, helps us reach more people with the message of the gospel and with the word of God. And hopefully this 41 days has got you excited about the Bible, passionate about the Bible, looking forward to reading the Bible together, something. So as my internet cuts out here, I guess I'll wait a second. Oh, don't go out, internet. Listen, if it's going to go out, now's the time. All right, internet, if you're going to go out, do it now before we get started. I'm just going to stall for a moment because I'm seeing that my internet is cutting in and out. I know everyone's going to start typing right now. It's lagging. It's cutting out. All right, it's back. It's green. Green. I have a little meter that will go green and red and yellow. It was red, but now it's green. So we're back. Okay. Oh, yeah, the prayer call. I missed you guys. I was on my thing, shirt on and everything, ready to load up the prayer call, and my Zoom kept freezing over and over again. I tried from my other computer, it froze. Tried from my phone, it froze. I tried to make another account. I uninstalled Zoom, did everything, but I think I'm figuring out it's the firewall that was blocking my IP address, so I'll get it figured out. But yeah, the Zoom, I was unable to get in. Never had that happen before, but you know, there's always a first for everything, so we'll figure it out for next week. I only use Zoom for my weekly calls, but I'll have it fixed. I don't know what. I'll figure it out. I'll nerd out. I just tried for like 30 minutes to get in and could not get in. So I said, all right, well, God's going to move without me. All right, here we go. Psalms chapter 25. Oh, I forgot my little scrolly thing. Hold on. Let me get this little scrolly majigger. Here we go. All right, here we go. Psalms 25. I don't know why I read the Psalms so fast. I just do. For some reason, I have to like get in the flow and reading because there's only one sentence each line. All right, O Lord, I give my life to you. Chapter 25. Oh, why am I skipping? No, the internet's going out again. No. Okay, hold on. We're going to lose signal. My router's still on. Oh, don't do this to me. Okay, hold on. We're going to stall. It's showing my internet's gone, but I still see us here. Hello. Come on, internet. Let me try to change a setting here. Not good, not good. Hold on, we're going to change this. All right, let's wait. Let's wait a second. All right, we're back. It was red, completely cut out on my end. Good? All right, ready, set, go. Here we go. If it keeps cutting out, I'm just going to keep going. We're just going to go through it. Chapter 25. O Lord, I give my life to you. I trust in you, my God. Do not let me be disgraced or let my enemies rejoice in my defeat. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced. Let me get in the flow here. I gotta start reading, okay? Get my eyes off the chat. But disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me. You are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassionate, unfailing love, which you've shown from long ages past. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Preach, brother. Remember me in light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. The Lord leads with unfailing love and faithfulness. All who keep his covenant obey his demands. For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. Who are those who fear the Lord? You will show them the path they should choose. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the land. The Lord is a friend to those who fear him. He teaches them his covenant. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he rescues me from the traps of my enemies. Turn to me and have mercy, for I am alone in deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Can you relate? Oh, save me from them all. Feel my pain and see my trouble. Forgive all my sins. See how many enemies I have and how viciously they hate me. Protect me. Rescue my life from them. Do not let me be disgraced, for in you I take refuge. May integrity and honesty protect me, for I put my hope in you. O God, ransom Israel from all its troubles. Some of these things we could all relate to. Chapter 26. Declare me innocent, O Lord, for I've acted with integrity. I've trusted in the Lord without wavering. Put me on trial, Lord, and cross-examine me. Test my motives and my heart, for I'm always aware of your unfailing love. I've lived according to your truth. I do not spend time with liars or go along with hypocrites. I hate the gatherings of those who do evil, and I refuse to join in the wicked. I wash my hands to declare my innocence. I come to your altar, O Lord, singing a song of thanksgiving and telling all your wonders. I love your sanctuary, O Lord, a place where your glorious presence dwells. Don't let me suffer the fate of sinners. Don't condemn me along with murderers. Their hands are dirty with evil schemes, and they constantly take bribes. But I'm not like that. I live with integrity. So redeem me and show me mercy. Now I stand on solid ground, and I will publicly praise the Lord. Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me and my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I'm attacked, I'll remain confident. And guys, by the way, we're like, oh yeah, I'm attacked on Facebook. This is not about being attacked on Facebook or YouTube. He was literally being attacked. Armies were trying to kill him. People wanted him dead. So this is not talking about getting attacked by people making YouTube videos about you. The internet's going out again. It is what it is. I'm just going to keep going. The one thing I ask of the Lord, pray that it doesn't cut out completely because then it'll disconnect the stream. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when trouble comes. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifice with shouts of joy, singing praises and to the Lord with music. Hear me as I pray, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I'm coming. Do not turn your back on me. Do not reject your servant in anger. You've always been my helper. Don't leave me now. Don't abandon me, O God of my salvation. Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. Teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the right path, for my enemies are waiting for me. Do not let me fall into their hands, for they accuse me of having things I've never done. They accuse me of things I've never done. With every breath, they threaten me with violence. Good on your end. Okay, weird. Volume. Let's see. Hold on. Check. Volume's good on my end. I'm glitching out, but everybody's saying it's fine. Did I mute? No. It's my internet's going in and out. My internet. Let's see. All right, well, we're going to keep going. Refresh if you're getting internet issues. I don't know. My internet's choppy, so it's going red, yellow, green, red, yellow, green. Yet I'm confident that I'll see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Chapter 28. I pray to you, O Lord, my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me. For if you are silent, I might as well give up and die. Listen to my prayer for mercy as I cry out to you for help, as I lift my hand towards your holy sanctuary. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, those who speak friendly words towards their neighbors while planning evil in their hearts. Give them the punishment they so richly deserve. Measure it on the portion to their wickedness, proportion. Pay them back for all their evil deeds. Give them a taste of what they've done to others. They care nothing for what the Lord has done or for what his hands have made. So he will tear them down, and they will never be rebuilt. Praise the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. For the Lord is my strength and my shield. I trust him with all my heart. Okay, everything's perfect on your end. All right, my end's glitching and cutting out. But okay, good. He helps me and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs and thanksgiving. The Lord gives his people strength. He is a safe fortress for his anointed king. Save your people. Bless Israel, your special possession. Lead them like a shepherd and carry them in your arms forever. Chapter 29. Honor the Lord, you heavenly beings. Honor the Lord for his glory and strength. Honor the Lord for the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord echoes above the sea. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty sea. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord splits the mighty cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon's mountains skip like a calf. He makes Mount Hermon leap like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with bolts of lightning. The voice of the Lord makes the barren wilderness quake. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists mighty oaks and strips the forest bare. In his temple, everyone shouts, glory! The Lord rules over the floodwaters. The Lord reigns as king forever. The Lord gives his people strength. The Lord blesses them with peace. This is so easy to read compared to, the last month. Chapter 30. This was a song for the dedication of the temple, so I think somebody in here should sing this. I will exalt you, Lord, for you rescued me. You refused to let my enemies triumph over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you restored my health. You brought me out of the grave, O Lord. You kept me from falling into the pit of death. Sing to the Lord, all you godly ones. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Preach. That's a good word. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. When I was prosperous, I said, nothing can stop me now. Your favor, O Lord, made me as secure as a mountain. When you turned away from me, I was shattered. I cried out to you, O Lord. I begged the Lord for mercy, saying, what will you gain if I die? If I sink into the grave, can my dust praise you? Can it tell of all your faithfulness? Hear me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Help me, O Lord. You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You've taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy, that I might sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. Chapter 31. O Lord, I've come to you for protection. Do not let me be disgraced. Save me, for you do what is right. Turn your ear to listen to me. Rescue me quickly. Be my rock of protection, a fortress where I'll be safe. You are my rock and my fortress. For the honor of your name, lead me out of this danger. Pull me from the trap of my enemies set for me. For I find protection in you alone. I entrust my spirit into your hand. Rescue me, Lord, for you are a faithful God. I hate those who worship worthless idols. I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your unfailing love, for you have seen my troubles, and you care about the anguish of my soul. You have not handed me over to my enemies, but have set me in a safe place. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am in distress. Tears blur my eyes. My body and soul are withering away. I'm dying from grief. My years are shortened by sadness. Sin has drained my strength. I'm wasting away from within. I'm scorned by all my enemies and despised by my neighbors. Even my friends are afraid to come near me. When they see me on the street, they run the other way. I'm ignored as if I were dead, as if I were a broken pot. All right, broken pot. Interesting. I've heard the many rumors about me, and I'm surrounded by terror. My enemies conspire against me, plotting to take my life. But I'm trusting you, O Lord, saying you are my God. My future is in your hands. Rescue me from those who hunt me down relentlessly. Let your favor shine on your servant, and your unfailing love rescue me. Do not let me be disgraced, O Lord, for I called to you for help. Let the wicked be disgraced. Let them lie silent in the grave. Silence their lying lips, those proud and arrogant lips that accuse the godly. How great is the goodness you've stored up for those who fear you. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before the watching world. You hide them in the shelter of your presence, safe from those who conspire against them. You shelter them in your presence, far from the accusing tongue. Praise the Lord, for he has shown me the wonders of his unfailing love. He kept me safe when my city was under attack. In panic, I cried out, I'm cut off from the Lord, but you heard my cry for help and answered my call for help. Love the Lord, all you godly ones, for the Lord protects those who are loyal to him, but he harshly punishes the arrogant. So be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord. Chapter 32. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. When I refused to confess my sin, my body wasted away, and I groaned all day long. This is like secret sin affecting your physical body. I did a whole teaching on this once. When I refused to confess my sin, my body wasted away, and I groaned all day long. Day and night, your hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat. Finally, I confessed all my sins to you, and I stopped trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I'll confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. Therefore, let the godly pray to you while there is still time, and they might not drown in the floodwaters of judgment. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I'll advise you and watch over you. Do not be like a senseless horse or mule that needs a bit bridle to keep under control. Many sorrows come to the wicked, but unfailing love surrounds those who trust the Lord. So rejoice in the Lord and be glad, all you who obey him. Shout for joy, all you whose hearts are pure. Amen. Chapter 33. Please like and share. Thank you, guys. Broken pot, broken vessel. Oh, that makes sense. Let the godly sing for joy to the Lord. We're in the book of Psalms, for those asking. It is fitting for the pure to praise him. Praise the Lord with melodies on the lyre. Make music for him on the 10-stringed harp. Sing a new song of praise to him. Play skillfully on the harp and sing with joy. For the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything he does. He loves whatever is good and just. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. The Lord merely spoke and the heavens were created. He breathed the word and all the stars were born. He assigned the seas its boundaries and locked the oceans in vast reservoirs. Let the whole world fear the Lord and let everyone stand in awe of him. For when he spoke, the world began. It appeared at his command. The Lord frustrates the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes. But the Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. What joy for the nation whose God is the Lord, whose people he has chosen as his inheritance. The Lord looks down from heaven and sees the whole human race. From his throne, he observes all who live on earth. He made their hearts, so he understands everything they do. The best-equipped army cannot save a king, nor his great strength enough to save a warrior. Don't count on your war horse to give you victory. For all its strength, it cannot save you. But the Lord But the Lord watches over those who fear him, those who rely on his unfailing love. He rescues them from death and keeps them alive in times of famine. The Lord watches over those who fear him. Think about that. That's why we need the fear of the Lord. How amazing is that? We put our hope in... There's so much revelation in this, it's unbelievable. So, yeah, good. Get your highlighter out. We put our hope in the Lord. He's our help and our shield. In him, our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone. You should sing the last chapter? No way. No way. I'll grieve the Holy Spirit if I start singing. Chapter 34, a psalm of David regarding the time he pretended to be insane in front of Abimelech who sent him away. So this song was when David pretended to be insane. Interesting. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened and saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his godly people. For those who fear him will have all they need. That's awesome. This is what happens when I try to read the chat and read at the same time. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I'll teach you to fear the Lord. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Me, pick me. Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His eyes are open to their cries for help. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. The Lord hears his people and they call for help. This is too good. This is like just telling you. This is telling you all about God. What does God do? The Lord hears his people when they call for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous, and not one of them is broken. Yeah, it's like Proverbs. Although I did break my toe when I was young. Calamity will surely destroy the wicked, but I wasn't righteous at the time. I was living crazy. Calamity will surely destroy the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. But the Lord will redeem those who serve him. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Chapter 35. O Lord, oppose those who oppose me. Fight those who fight against me. Put on your armor and take up your shield. Prepare for battle and come to my aid. Lift up your spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Let me hear you say, I will give you victory. Bring shame and disgrace on those trying to kill me. Turn them back and humiliate those who want to harm me. Blow them away like chaff in the wind, a wind sent by the angel of the Lord. Make their path dark and slippery with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. I did them no wrong, but they laid a trap for me. I did them no wrong, but they dug a pit to catch me. So let sudden ruin come upon them. Let them be caught by the trap they set for me. Let them be destroyed in the pit they dug for me. Then I'll rejoice in the Lord. I'll be glad because he rescues me. With every bone in my body, I'll praise him. Lord, who can compare with you? Who else rescues the helpless from the strong? Who else protects the helpless and poor from those who rob them? Malicious witnesses testify against me. They accuse me of crimes I know nothing about. They repay me evil for good. I'm sick with despair. Yet when they were ill, I grieved for them. I deny myself by fasting for them, but my prayers returned unanswered. I was sad as though they were my friends or family, as if I were grieving for my own mother. But they were glad now that I'm in trouble. They gleefully joined together against me. I'm attacked by people I don't even know. They slander me constantly. Preach, brother. They mock me and call me names. They snarl at me. How long, O Lord, will you look on and do nothing? Rescue me from their fierce attacks. Protect my life from these lions. Then I will thank you in front of the great assembly. I will praise you before all the people. Don't let my treacherous enemies rejoice over my defeat. Don't let those who hate me without cause gloat over my sorrow. They don't talk of peace. They plot against innocent people who mind their own business. They shout, "Aha, aha! With your own eyes, we saw him do it. With our own eyes, we saw him do it. O Lord, you know all about this. Do not stay silent. Do not abandon me now, O Lord. Wake up, rise to my defense. Take up my case, my God and my Lord. Declare me not guilty, O Lord, my God, for you give justice. Don't let my enemies laugh about me in my troubles. Don't let them say, look, we got what we wanted. Now we'll eat him alive." That must not taste good. "May those who rejoice in my troubles be humiliated and disgraced. May those who triumph over me be covered with shame and dishonor. But give great joy to those who come to my defense. Let them continually say, great is the Lord who delights in blessing his servant with peace. Then I'll proclaim your justice and I'll praise you all day long." Chapter 36, for the choir director, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. Sin whispers to the wicked deep within their hearts. Ooh, that's interesting. Sin whispers to the wicked deep within their hearts. So sin has a voice. I see. They have no fear of God at all in their blind conceit. They cannot see how wicked they really are. Everything they say is crooked and deceitful. They refuse to act wisely or do good. They lie awake at night hatching sinful plots. Their actions are never good. They make no attempt to turn from evil. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice is like the ocean's depth. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your unfailing love, O God. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wing. You feed them from the abundance of your own house, letting them drink from your rivers of delight. For you are the fountain of life, by light which we see. Pour out your unfailing love on those who love you. Give justice to those honest hearts. Don't let the proud trample me or the wicked push me around. Look, those who do evil have fallen. They've thrown down, never to rise again. They are thrown down. Chapter 37. Ooh, I'm glitching. Glitch, 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 glitch. Don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Desire, and he will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. But still in the presence of the Lord and wait. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. Soon the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they'll be gone. The lowly will possess the land and live in peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the godly. They snarl at them in defiance. But the Lord is just. But the Lord just laughs, for he sees their day of judgment coming. The wicked draw their swords and string their bows to kill the poor and the oppressed, to slaughter those who do right. But their swords will stab their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. It's better to be godly and have a little than to be evil and rich. Ooh, my little thing broke. I would highlight that. It's better to be godly and have a little than to be evil and be rich. For the strength of the wicked will be shattered, but the Lord takes care of the godly. Day by day, the Lord takes care of the innocent, and they will receive an inheritance that lasts forever. They will not be discarded in hard times. Even in famine, they'll have more than enough. But the wicked will die. The Lord's enemies are like flowers in a field that will disappear like smoke. The wicked borrow and never repay, but the godly are generous givers. Preach! The Lord blesses. Those the Lord blesses will possess the land, but those who he curses will die. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Once I was young and now I'm old, yet I've never seen the godly abandoned for their children or their children begging for bread. The godly always give generous loans to others, and their children are a blessing. Wow. This is literally like Proverbs, right? So good. Turn from evil and do good, and you'll live in the land forever. For the Lord loves justice, and he'll never abandon the godly. He will keep them safe forever, but the children of the wicked will die. The godly will possess the land and will live there forever. The godly offer good counsel. They teach right from wrong. They've made God's law their own, as they will never slip from his path. The wicked wait in You thought I froze. I tricked you. You thought I glitched out and froze. I'm still here. All right. Anyways, type one if I got you, if you thought I was frozen and you looked at the screen. All right. Anyways, I'm distracted now. The wicked wait in ambush for the godly, looking for an excuse to kill them. But the Lord will not let the wicked succeed or let the godly be condemned when they're put on trial. Put your hope in the Lord. Travel steadily along his path. He will honor you by giving you the land. You'll see the wicked destroyed. I've seen wicked and ruthless people flourishing like a tree in the native soil. We're in Psalms 37. But when I looked again, they were gone. Though I searched for them, I could not find them. Look at those who are honest and good, for a wonderful future await those who love peace. But the rebellious will be destroyed. They have no future. The Lord, did I get you? Type one if I got you, if you thought I was glitched or frozen. Okay, I got a bunch of you. I'm sorry. Sorry, Nora said you play too much, bro. I'm sorry. I've been wanting to do that. Listen, the Bible says the wicked plot evil. I'm sorry. I repent. I'm sorry. The Lord helps them, rescuing them from the wicked. He saves them and they find shelter in him. My bad. All right. I'm not going to plot against you guys anymore. Chapter 38. All right. And the chat goes wild. Psalm of David, asking God to remember him. All right, chapter 38 of Psalms. Here we go. We're back on track. I'm just messing around here. Is that a bruise by my eyebrow? No, not. Where? No bruises here. Oh, Lord, don't rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your rage. Your arrows have struck deep and your blows are crushing me. Because of your anger, my whole body is sick. My health is broken because of my sins. Think about that. My health is broken because of my sins. People don't believe me when I say that you could have health complications because of sin in your life. I truly believe that sin can open the door to physical sickness. And everyone's like, you're crazy. Well, my health is broken because of my sins. David talked about how secret sin made him physically sick. My guilt overwhelms me. It's a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and stink because of my foolish sins. I'm bent over and racked with pain. All day long, I walk around filled with grief. A raging fever burns within me and my health is broken. I mean, here he is saying, his sin is leading him to physical sickness. I'm exhausted and completely crushed. My groans come from an anguished heart. You know what I long for, Lord? You hear my every sigh. My heart beats wildly. My strength fails and I'm going blind. My loved ones and friends stay away, fearing my disease. Even my own family stands at a distance. Meanwhile, my enemies lay traps to kill me. Those who wish me harm plan to ruin me, have plans to ruin me. All day long, they plan for treachery. But I'm deaf to all their threats. I'm silent before them as one who cannot speak. I choose to hear nothing and I make no reply. For I'm waiting for you, O Lord. You must answer me, O Lord, my God. I pray, don't let my enemies gloat over me and rejoice at my downfall. I'm on the verge of collapse, facing constant pain. And this is so interesting how honest David is. Like he's obviously going through it seriously. And he's just honestly confessing all this to the Lord. We could be honest with God. He's not afraid of our honesty. But I confess my sins. I'm deeply sorry for what I've done. So obviously David has fallen into sin here. I have many aggressive enemies. They hate me without reason. They repay me evil for good and oppose me for pursuing good. Do not abandon me, O Lord. Do not stand at a distance, my God. Come quickly to help me, O Lord, my Savior. Chapter 39. For Jeduthun, the choir director, a psalm of David. I said to myself, I'll watch what I do and not sin in what I say. I will hold my tongue when the ungodly are around me. But as I stood there in silence, not even speaking of good things, the turmoil within me grew worse. The more I thought about it, the hotter I got, igniting a fire of words. Lord, remind me of how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. It's one of my favorite psalms. Remind me of how brief my life on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered. Like I'm counting down the days. My days are numbered. Life is fleeting. I got to seize the day. How fleeting my life is. Fleeting means like it's passing you by, like it's just fleeting by, leaving. You've made my life no longer than the width of your hand. My entire life, look at this. I need to get my little highlighter thing fixed. Use my mouse here. My entire life is just a moment to you. At best, each of us is but a breath. That should sober somebody up today spiritually. My life is a moment. Each is just a breath. We are merely moving shadows, and all of our busy rushing ends in nothing. All of our busy rushing ends. I feel like I got to stop every single one of these. We heap up wealth, not knowing who will spend it. What? Wait till we get to Proverbs, guys. I'm telling you. Spend your whole life gaining money and wealth, and you just pass it on. You don't even know who's going to spend your money that you spent your whole life gaining. This is all about like not living for the temporary. And so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you. Rescue me from my rebellion. Do not let fools mock me. I'm silent before you. I won't say a word, for my punishment is from you. But please stop striking me. I'm exhausted by the blows of your hand. When you discipline us for our sins, you consume like a moth what is precious to us. Each of us is but a breath. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cries for help. Don't ignore my tears, for I'm your guest. I'm your guest, a traveler passing through, as my ancestors were before me. Leave me alone so I can smile again, before I'm gone and exist no more. Chapter 40. Wow. Psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he's done and be amazed. They'll put their trust in the Lord. Oh, the joys of those who trust the Lord, who have no confidence in the proud, or those who worship idols. Oh, Lord, my God, you perform many wonders for us. Your plans for us, this is one of my favorite psalms. I've quoted this many times in my preaching. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. And the Bible doesn't lie, guys. You have no equal. If I tried to recite all your wonderful deeds, I would never come to an end of them. Wow, Selah. You take no delight in the sacrifices or offerings. Now that you've made me listen, I finally understand. You don't require burnt offerings or sin offerings. Like I said, I have come as written about me in the scriptures. Oh, then I said, I take joy in doing your will, my God, for your instructions are written on my heart. I told all the people about your justice. I've not been afraid to speak out. As you, O Lord, well know, I have not kept the good news of your justice hidden in my heart. I've talked about your faithfulness and saving power. I've told everyone in the great assembly of your unfailing love and faithfulness. Lord, don't hold back your tender mercies from me. Let your unfailing love and faithfulness always protect me. For troubles surround me, too many to count. My sins pile up so high, I can't see my way out. They outnumber the hairs on my head. I've lost all my courage. Please, Lord, rescue me. Come quickly, Lord, and help me. May those who try to destroy me be humiliated and put to shame. May those who take delight in my trouble be turned back in disgrace. Let them be horrified by their shame, for they said, aha, we got him now. But may all who search for you be filled with joy and gladness in you. May those who love your salvation repeatedly shout, the Lord is great. As for me, since I'm poor and needy, let the Lord keep me in his thoughts. You're my helper and my savior. Oh my God, do not delay. Chapter 41 of Psalm. Oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor. The Lord rescues them when they're in trouble. The Lord protects them and keeps them alive. He gives them prosperity in the land and rescues them from their enemies. The Lord nurses them when they're sick and restores them to health. Oh Lord, I prayed, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I've sinned against you. But my enemies say nothing but evil about me. How soon will he die and be forgotten, they ask. They visit me as though they're my friends. But all the while they gather gossip, and when they leave, they spread it everywhere. All those who hate me whisper about me, imagining the worst. He has some fatal disease, they say. He'll never get out of that bed. Even my best friend that I once truly or trusted completely, the one who shared my food, has turned against me. Lord, have mercy on me. Make me well again so I can pay them back. I know you're pleased with me, for you have not let my enemies triumph over me. You preserved my life because I'm innocent. You've brought me into your presence forever. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who lives from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Book 2. To Psalms 42 through 72. Chapter 42. For the choir director, a psalm of the descendants of Korah. So some of these David didn't write. As a deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst, a psalm of the descendants of Korah. Okay, so got it. I thirst for God, the living God. Where can I go and stand before him? Day and night, I only have tears for food. While my enemies continually taunt me, saying, where's this God of yours? My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers, leading a great procession into the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Now I'm deeply discouraged, but I'll remember you even from the distant Mount Hermon, the source of the Jordan, from the land of Mount Mizar. I hear the tumult of the raging seas as your waves and surging tides sweep over me. But each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me, and through each night I sing his songs, praying to God who gives me life. O God, my rock, I cry, why have you forgotten me? Why must I wander in grief, oppressed by my enemies? Their taunts break my bones. They scoff, where is this God of yours? Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Chapter 43. Declare me innocent, O God. Defend me against these ungodly people. Rescue me from these unjust liars. For you are God, my only safe haven. Why have you tossed me aside? Why must I wander around in grief, oppressed by my enemies? Send out your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them lead me to your holy mountain, the place where you live. There I will go to the altar of God, to God, the source of all my joy. I will praise you with my harp, O God, my God. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Chapter 44. Psalm of the Descendants of Korah. O God, we've heard it with our own ears. Our ancestors have told us of all you did in their day, in days long ago. You drove out the pagan nations by your power and gave all the land to your ancestors. You crushed their enemies and set our ancestors free. They did not conquer the land with their swords, and it's not their own strong arm that gave them victory. It was your right hand and strong arm and the blinding light from your face that helped them, for you love them. You are my king and my God. You command victories for Israel. Only by your power can we push back our enemies. Only in your name can we trample our foes. I do not trust in my bow. I do not count on my sword to save me. You're the God who gives us victory over our enemies. You disgrace those who hate us. O God, we give glory to you all day long and constantly praise your name. But now you've tossed us aside in dishonor. You no longer lead our armies to battle. You make us retreat from our enemies and allow those who hate us to plunder our land. You've butchered us like sheep and scattered us among the nations. You sold your precious people for a pittance? I don't even know what that means. Making nothing on the sale. You let your neighbors mock us. We're an object of scorn and derision to those around us. You've made us the butt of their jokes, and they shake their heads at us in scorn. We can't escape the constant humiliation. Shame is written across our faces. All we hear are the taunts of our mockers. All we see are our vengeful enemies. All this has happened, though we have not forgotten you. We have not violated your covenant. Our hearts have not deserted you. We've not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in the jackal's desert home. You've covered us with darkness and death. If we had forgotten the name of our God, we spread our hands in prayer to foreign gods. God would surely have known it, for he knows the secrets of every heart. But for your sake, we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. Wake up, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Get up. Do not reject us forever. Well, this is a pretty bold way to talk to God. I would never tell God, wake up, God. What are you doing? Why are you sleeping? But they're coming boldly. Why? Or foolishly, I don't know. Why do you keep looking the other way? Why do you look the other way? Why do you ignore our suffering and oppression? We collapse in the dust, lying face down in the dirt. Rise up and help us. Ransom us because of your unfailing love. All right, chapter 45. That's awesome. We have almost 700 people on today. A love song to be sung to the tune, Lilies. Psalm of the Descendants of Korah. All right, so make sure when you sing the song, it's sung to the tune of Lilies. Verse 1. This is our last chapter today. Psalms 45. We've done 25 chapters. Wow. Some of these are short. Some of these are long. I have a feeling this one's going to be long. Nope. Never mind. It's not. Beautiful words stir my heart. I will recite a lovely poem about the king. For my tongue is like the pen of a skillful poet. You're the most handsome of all. Gracious words stream from your lips. God himself has blessed you forever. Put on your sword, O mighty warrior. You're so glorious, so majestic. In your majesty, ride out to victory, defending the truth, humility, and justice. Go forth to perform awe-inspiring deeds. Your arrows are sharp, piercing your enemies' hearts. The nations will fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever. You rule with the scepter of justice. You love justice and hate evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than anyone else. Myrrh, aloes, and cassia perfume your robes. In ivory palaces, the music strings entertain you. King's daughters are among your noble men, women. At your right side stands the queen, wearing jewelry of finest gold from Ophir. Listen to me, O royal daughter. Take heart to what I say. Forget your people and your family far away. For your royal husband delights in your beauty. Honor him, for he's your lord. Well, that went quick. The princess of Tyre will shower you with gifts. The wealthy will beg your favor. The bride, a princess, looks glorious in her golden gown. In her beautiful robe, she's led to the king, accompanied by her bridesmaids. What a joyful and enthusiastic procession as they enter the king's palace. Your sons will become kings like their father, and you'll make them rule over many lands. I'll bring honor to your name in every generation. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever. All right, that is 45 chapters. All right, 20 chapters of Psalms. Let me make sure. Yes, we end at Psalms 45. Tomorrow we do Psalms 46 to Psalms 69. From 46 to 69 tomorrow. That is a lot of Psalms. Actually, my mom's going to be reading the Psalms tomorrow, so that's going to be good. My mom will be doing the reading, which I'm excited about because my mom is a great reader. So she's going to be doing that. And then I will be going to Georgia this weekend. I will be there Saturday, Sunday, and coming home Monday. Jared does the readings Monday. My mom's going to be doing the readings tomorrow. And then I'll pre-record one, and then my mom will probably record one as well while I'm gone because I'm going to be out of state. I'll be away from my setup. So we are 45% done with the Bible, which is great. Somebody just posted that. I believe you. I don't know if that's true, but I believe you. It sounds about right. And I'm very excited about this whole process. It's been fun. The weird thing is when we're done, which will be soon. I mean, we literally have, well, soon. We have, you know, half the time left. First of all, it's flown by. Second of all, what am I going to do every day at 2 o'clock? Maybe I'll start like knitting or crocheting or, you know, getting into sewing. I mean, at 2 o'clock, I'm going to miss you guys. Maybe we'll have to just go live more. Maybe this is like just the start of going live more often. I don't know. We'll figure something out. But I know you guys love my mom. I appreciate all of you guys being a part of the stream, sewing, partnering, monthly partnering. Again, I apologize. It wasn't at the prayer call. Jared ran it and Tanya, which I appreciate. But I will be on next week. I just got to get my Zoom figured out. I got to figure out my firewall. I'll figure it out. I'm a nerd. I can do it. Anyways. The weather. Oh, what's the weather like? Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be indoors the whole time. So hopefully my flight doesn't get messed up at all. There's not any bad weather. But yes, we will be. You know what's funny? When I thought about doing this, I was like, I'm just going to do the Bible in 30 days. So I was like, 90 days is a long time to go live every day. So then I thought 90 days was going to take me like 15 minutes a day. Yeah, you guys know about that, which is really taking me like 45 minutes to an hour every day. And then I was like, maybe I'll just do the Bible in 30 days, which I did that before in the past, and it took me about 3 hours a day to read it in my head. So now that I'm thinking about it, it would probably take me like 5 hours a day. Well, I guess it would take me 3 hours a day, right? Yeah, it would take me, if it takes me about an hour a day now, times that by three, duh, that'll take me like 3 hours a day. So 3 hours a day is a lot, especially if I'm traveling or gone and I have to pre-record and air it live. Say I'm gone 2 days, that's 6 hours of recording I have to do before I leave. So yeah, anyway, maybe someday we'll do it in 30 days. And then I wanted to, which now that I think about it, I'm like, I don't know if this will happen or I don't think this is, yeah, I don't know. This is just too ambitious. I just get excited about these things and I try to do these crazy challenges. But I wanted to read the entire Bible in one stream. And hold on, let me say what I'm going to say before you get all crazy. I was going to set the stream up, like say in my living room or somewhere, and then leave the live stream on for like a week and then, you know, sleep and do all that and then come back and read like 8 to 10 hours a day. But then if the Bible is taking me, let's say 70 hours, that's like a whole week of reading 10 hours a day. So I don't know, but that would be kind of cool, huh? The entire Bible in one stream, but it would be like a week-long stream and it would be very intense to read 10 hours a day. So we'll see. Who knows? So yeah, I will be airing the Georgia stream probably on Monday night because I'll just be getting home. I'm sure I'll have no voice. Tuesday, we will have a podcast and I already have a guest in mind and I'm trying to bring new guests on. I know I have repeating guests at times, but this year I've been really trying hard to bring on new guests. It is a lot though, every single week booking new guests, getting new people on, getting their schedule going. And so, yeah, but I'm working hard on it. So I appreciate you guys watching the podcast. The one from a couple weeks ago has done really well. It's like 130,000 views, which is very refreshing because the podcast and live streams have not been getting recommended on YouTube, as I've said before. But yeah, that one went really good. So I'm kind of like, I feel hopeful that YouTube is starting to recommend more of my content and stuff, but it is what it is. It doesn't really matter either way. We are just doing whatever God tells us to do. So maybe next time we do, I don't know. We'll figure something out. But I need to go get clothes for this weekend. I need to go get some new shirts. So I'm going to leave. But I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. My mother will be live tomorrow at 2. And then we'll be live again on Saturday and live again on Sunday. And then I'll be back Monday. And I hope to see you in Georgia. For those of you asking details, it is on my website, isaiahsaldivar.com/partner. Just kidding. That's not the what I said it wrong. I was thinking of something else. That's why. isaiahsaldivar.com/schedule. If you want a partner, that's when you go to isaiahsaldivar.com/partner. But if you want my schedule, my mind went blank for a moment because I was thinking of something else that I have to get done. isaiahsaldivar.com/schedule. You can find all the info to Georgia. I'm about to post a flyer as well right now. So I'll post a flyer here, and that will tell you everything you need to know about Georgia. Oh, I just realized my chair can pull out more. Cool. I've had this chair for 2 years and didn't even know that. Awesome. I learned something new. So yeah, this Sunday, North Georgia Revival, Christ Fellowship Church, Sunday morning and Sunday night. I hope to see you there. It's going to be a great time. Sunday night, I'm getting in the water. I hope you do too. People have been having wild encounters in the water. And so, yeah, that's going to be good. All right. Love you guys. God bless you. And I will see you guys very, very soon. God bless. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content. And please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @IsaiahSaldivar. See you next week.